live
from the Michelob Ultra Club at the Tour Championship. Brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Who telling me that tomorrow is make or break for Tua Tagovailoa?
This is it.
Is that
make
what you're
no mistake
me?
About
Come
it.
On.
This is it. Mark Zeno says your life's on the line. So a couple of guys hit us up and a couple of these websites. And now everybody who has predictions market sites does sports headlines, you know, to draw clicks.
That's true.
And a couple of these sites put out there saying,
like Kalshi,
right?
Yeah.
Could this game decide if Tua is a Falcon? And I didn't see Zeno's tweet because I block him. But Zeno apparently put it out there that look, he's not played well. We don't know what Stefanski has seen that maybe we haven't seen.
Nine snaps. Come on.
But again, you know, but he also didn't look good in the 11-on-11. It depends on who you spoke with.
Yes, I mean, we're not. You have to incorporate all of these practices.
Or the Colts scrimmage. Or the Colts scrimmage.
Yes, but you have to incorporate all the practices. See, I think that's what's been misleading. There's been good, there's been bad. But there's also been good and bad with Michael Penix.
Right.
Even in 7-on-7. Nobody's talking about that because, well, we got to wait till he gets to 11-on-11. Look, I think right now, Mike, we're in flux only because the confidence level for us as fans is not where it needs to be. Look around the league. There are a ton of teams right now where their fan base, the least worried part of their football team is the quarterback.
Right.
It's our most and biggest concern. So when we talk about Tua, and again, I'm saying this, I do not believe that to be true. I said to you earlier today, he'd really have to wet the bed. And when I say that, guys, I'm talking about maybe two ugly interceptions.
Yeah, pick six, miss a snap. You know.
Fumble a snap, right? And then you go, man, he does not look the part. And it gives them a reason to maybe have to make a decision. But right now, I don't feel like he's given them that much of a reason to make that decision, especially with not knowing when or if Penix is going to return.
Right.
The date. I'm talking about the date. Nobody can give me the date right now. Nobody can say, hey, October 3rd, Carl, he's back. He'll be back September 27th. Nobody can give me the date.
Right. And again, we're not even talking about Jack Strand because, guys, the first thing
Did
first.
Did you say Frost?
I know there's a lot of folks out there. We had today at the tent here with the thanks to Mick Ultra. Great day at East Lake. Back tomorrow from 2 to 5, and then Falcons pregame kicks off. But, guys, you know, talking about Jack Strand, talking about Penix Jr. Guys, is Penix playing? They hadn't heard the news. No, he's not playing. Guys, I just don't understand how people can hear it the way Michael sounds and not be a little put off by it. It just, and that was the crux of our argument earlier today. It's not what I'd expect to hear from a guy competing for a job. And if we're honest, guys, competing for his NFL career as a starter.
That's correct. You know, right. His livelihood.
Now, if he's so mellow and he's just, if you believe, and this is something that athletes say all the time, I even say it myself these days, control the controllables. If he has a sense of grace and that's how his spirit is, he's just like, look, man, I know I'm not ready yet. I'll be ready. I'll take this job and get. That's his style. Okay, we'll get used to it. But I do think, and a lot of guys agree with us, it just didn't sound right. And that's what we were reacting to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what am I going to be talking about? Oh, he doesn't go week one. You're cool with that? It's not week two. Okay, when? And then we're getting into this argument of, Carl, how much of a base do I know of what I got with Michael Penix? I mean, because he's only started 12 games as a player in the NFL.
It's not enough. It's just not. And we will all wait to see. But
I have no interest in Tua.
Well, that's fine.
I'd rather see a guy like Jack Strand make the lineup.
Well, if you're going to keep
him the roster,
if you're going to keep him playing, because he's outplayed everybody.
Right.
Seriously.
But this is why we need 4 weeks of preseason.
Okay.
This is another part of having the 17-week season. We don't have week four for this. You've only got 3 weeks and a scrimmage to figure this out. And I'm with you. I mean, we all know what Cooper Rush is. He's a solid backup. He's a steady piece. But you don't want to lose Strand, though, because you put him on the practice squad. As we know, another team can steal him if they like him.
Yeah. What I'm hearing from Falcon fans, and not all, some, is like it has to be an extreme situation that happens for Strand to see the field. And I'm just like, well, I guess this competition thing is not real. Just like it's not real with Tua and Penix. It just hasn't been. So what you're telling me is there's a predetermined outcome. Don't care what you do on the field.
Right.
This is your lot in life. That's what you're telling me. Because what you do and how you impress on the field really doesn't matter. This is your lot. That's the problem I had. Like, let's stop BSing everybody about, oh, it's a competition and the best guy's going to play and, oh, this guy's going to outplay that guy. Okay, well, if that's the case, he should be playing more.
Right. I mean, Cleveland fans are dealing
Randy.
Yeah, Cleveland fans are dealing with this right now with the whole Shador Sanders thing. Everybody wants to see Shador. You just saw Deshaun Watson look pretty mediocre in his preseason game, and they announced that he's the starter for the first 2 weeks. I still think on that in that situation,
it's going to play out.
Different than ours. The owner is leaning heavily on this guy. He's stolen all this money. And now you're just trying to get something out of him, and you'll say, look, he's not the guy, and then Shador takes over.
Yeah, and you know why Stefanski wanted out. The same reason why Todd Monken's like, okay, whatever you want.
You got a dysfunctional franchise with a meddling owner.
Yeah. So we'll see, man. We'll get into specifics tomorrow. There are some guys that we need to have good performances from. And again, when you start talking about this roster, I know it's crazy. Guys, we're only talking maybe about five slots. Maybe. When you start talking about this roster and like, oh, he's got a chance to make the team. Okay, so hypothetically right now, let's just throw a number out there. You got 12 guys and five spots.
Right.
Right?
I mean, guys, just do the math.
At different positions.
Take your starting 11 times 2 is 22. Double, that's 44. Now, kicker, punter, there you go. Who stays, who goes? Should be more players. You know me, man. I've argued this for years. Should be a 60-man roster. NFL owners are cheap. Same reason we don't have grass on the field.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's 53, and they got to get down.
Yeah.
So and they get down by the 30th.
But you know what? This game could determine whether or not a guy is if he's on the cutting block, right? And so we'll get into that
tomorrow. Does Cash Jones be a practice squad guy? Does he make the roster?
He has to.
Because he's got the versatility of receiver, special teams, running back. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, again, tomorrow.
Georgia fan over here giving us the cash money side.
He's been really good, by the way. He's been really good. For the Falcons, I'm talking about. We are going to be back out here tomorrow at East Lake. Same location, by the way. So Michelob Ultra Club is what they're calling this. And it's a great spot, man, sitting on the fairway of 17. I know Tony got a chance to go out there and take some great pictures today.
Man, he's got some great stuff. I mean, he did not heckle Rory. Good luck with your lucky charms. But no, and your putting. But no, he had some great shots. Scotty Scheffler, great shots at the club. I just posted a photo that Tony took. But yeah, man, it's just a beautiful day to be out here tomorrow. Knock wood, weather looks good as well.
Yeah, and that's the good news. I mean, you're right. Let's knock on this fake wood here. Because everybody was worried about showers this afternoon.
Right.
Look, it's still summertime. You might get a pop-up shower every now and then. I just didn't want that torrential rain to come in here.
Yes.
Lightning, and then everybody's got to get off the course.
Yeah, I was in Ireland for the Florida State-Georgia Tech game. You were here with Chris when the lightning came last time.
It was crazy because I remember, like, the troopers, the state troopers came in.
Right.
And, like, it's like now. Like, it was just us and a few people, and they were like, you've got to go. It was, like, 5 o'clock, right about 5 o'clock.
Right.
And we were like, hey, yeah, we're doing a radio show. And the guy was like, no, you've got to leave. We were like, no, you don't understand. He was like, no, you don't understand. And I was like, okay, were you here? It was unbelievable. So literally, I felt like I was being escorted out.
You're going to exit the premises, sir.
By state trip, like they were like, everybody's got to go. And the problem is, for those who are not understanding, these tents are lightning rods.
Yes. Okay? They're made of metal.
And so.
And you're surrounded by metal.
Yeah. And when it was lightning, so they got everybody off the course. The golfers suspended play, but then everybody had to leave the course.
Right.
And that was the problem. But none of that today, and hopefully none of that this week.
So was it similar to that time, like my first week on the job, when we had that fire drill?
Oh, jeez.
And for those new to the show, back in the day, it was back in 2014, only been working with Carl like a week, and it was a fire drill.
You're a maniac.
My old station, we never left the studio for a fire drill. It's a fire.
Who doesn't leave the studio
fire drill.
For a fire drill? Yes, in case a real fire happens. I need to know how to escape.
I see the stairs. I see a sign that says exit. How hard is that?
I need to know how to escape.
I mean, so anyway, I'm like, that's ridiculous. We're not going to leave. And the boss is like, oh, come on, we're going, Mike. And I slapped my hand.
You did not. You broke the wall.
I slapped my hand against the sound.
That is not true.
The sound dampening material. There was no damage done to the studio.
That's not true.
But again, the way it got around the office, Mike put a hole in the wall.
That's what happened.
Like, Mike threw a chair out the window.
Almost happened.
That's what happened.
It almost happened.
And I'm walking down the stairs, sounding like, you know, 70 Sam. Wrecking. Anyway, so follow safety, I guess, advice is the moral.
The best part about that day is everybody exited. And we're down on the street. We're literally like on 14th and Peachtree. So you got an entire building.
Right. And I'm screaming
fire drill.
And I'm huffing and puffing and yelling.
And we were outside for like an hour. It was unbelievable.